This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's now a criminal investigation. New York is expanding its investigation into former President Trump's business empire. Here's our Mike Gracia.
A spokesman for Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement, "We have informed the Trump Organization that our investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature. Investigators for the New York Attorney General have been working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been conducting a criminal investigation into Trump and the Trump Organization for 2 years. The Attorney General's office did not say what prompted the change in its investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
Today's the day vaccinated New Yorkers can dump the masks in most situations. Restaurants, shops, gyms, and many other businesses can go back to full occupancy if all the patrons are vaccinated. The House votes today on a 9/11 style commission that would look into the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. But a bill creating a commission would have a tough time with Republicans in the Senate. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's undecided, concerned the commission wouldn't really be bipartisan.
We want to read the fine print.
But Senate leader Chuck Schumer says,
are they on the side of truth? Or do they want to cover up for the insurrectionists and for Donald Trump?
Trump released a statement telling Republicans to avoid voting for a review. He called it a Democrat trap. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip this morning. Israel says it's still taking rocket fire from territory ruled by Hamas. President Biden drove the new Ford F-150 Lightning truck during a visit to a Ford safety testing center yesterday. This was part of his trip to Michigan to sell his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Ford will formally introduce the truck tonight, Wednesday night. This is AP News. Many employers are looking to hire more workers, but some workers are rethinking what their future will be after the pandemic. Here's our Jennifer King.
There's a wild card in the push to return to pre-pandemic employment. Many workers say they don't want to go back to the jobs they once had. Ellen Booth is taking a class to learn to be a medical coder. When the restaurant she worked for closed last year, she says it gave her the kick she needed. Nate Mullins quit his job as a bartender last year. After clashing with managers over mask rules, he says his unemployment checks are enough to get by while he looks for jobs that would provide better health care and retirement benefits. Layoffs and lockdowns gave many Americans the time to rethink their careers. And while some employers are offering higher pay, workers remain hesitant. Jennifer King, Washington.
Bank of America says its minimum wage will be $25 an hour by 2025. That's for all positions within the company, says Bank of America. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.